New York City Economic Development Corporation NYSEDC released a request for proposals RFP to redevelop two parcels of vacant land located at the corner of Front and Canal Streets within the new Stapleton waterfront on the north shore of Staten Island. This RFP is a key part of the Adams administration's Staten Island North Shore Action Plan, that outlines a four-year roadmap for a clear and unified vision for the future of Staten Island's North Shore. This development, which will bring 500-plus units housing, is also part of Mayor Eric Adams' 24-in-24 plan, which aims to advance the creation or preservation of over 12,000 homes through partnerships across NYSEDC, New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development HPD, and the New York City Housing Authority NICA, and advances a key commitment in New York City's Green Economy Action Plan to decarbonize buildings and construction by promoting widespread use of low embodied carbon building materials. This RFP represents the next phase in development at the new Stapleton waterfront, further advancing the transformation of a former United States naval base into a 32-acre mixed-use, mixed-income waterfront neighborhood. In total, the new Stapleton waterfront will bring over 2,100 mixed-income residential units, ground-floor retail, a 600-seat public school, and other community facilities, all set within 12 acres of interconnected public open space. The RFP will seek developers for the long-term ground lease and development of two parcels of vacant land, known as B4 and B5, which will create over 500-plus new market-rate and affordable housing units. In December, NYSEDC broke ground on Stapleton's next 6 acres of open space and esplanades, including the demolition of the old United States Naval Homeport buildings. The project is intended to serve as a showcase of mass timber development in New York City, further advancing the adoption of mass timber locally. Last week, NYSEDC selected 7 design and development teams to participate in the New York City Mass Timber Studio, a first-of-its-kind program in New York City. The Mass Timber Studio is part of a broader suite of climate innovation programs advancing New York City's green economy by enabling innovative climate solutions and operating programs to overcome implementation challenges in tangible ways. The new Stapleton waterfront is part of the Adams administration's Staten Island North Shore Action Plan announced in September 2023, which commits over $400 million in public funding towards completing the 2-mile continuous public waterfront esplanade spanning from Stapleton to St. George, delivering over 20 acres of public open space, will create over 7,500 family-sustaining jobs, and generate an estimated economic impact of $3.8 billion over the next 30 years. With residential construction across New York City being slowed due to a lack of action by the New York State Legislature, NYSEDC is offering a suite of benefits in this RFP to support the delivery of much-needed mixed-income housing, with 25% of the units reserved for families earning between 40% and 80% of the area median income. This RFP offers respondents an attractive ground-up development opportunity on a sizable New York City waterfront property with pristine views of the Lower Manhattan skyline and New York Harbor. The site is part of Staten Island's North Shore, which serves as the borough's civic and transportation hub, the center of its arts and culture scene with venues like St. George Theater and National Lighthouse Museum, and a destination for shopping and entertainment including Empire Outlets and the Staten Island Fairy Hawks Baseball Stadium. This area was rezoned in 2006 to serve as an extension of the historic Stapleton Town Center. Its zoning regulations seek to facilitate mixed-use buildings, walkability, and respect for the character of the surrounding neighborhood. Since the launch of the North Shore Action Plan, several initiatives have already been advanced by NYSEDC and other agency partners, including the Tompkinsville Esplanade received its ULURP Uniform Land Use Review Process approval from the City Council. In November, the Housing Preservation Department HPD released its RFP to redevelop the Jersey Street Sanitation Garage. Shortly after, NESEDC released an RFP for the former New York Will site, now known as the North Shore Entertainment and Amusement site, and just last month, Mayor Adams and NYC Parks broke ground on the Mary Callie Dalton Recreation Center in Tompkinsville, the first groundbreaking for a recreation center on Staten Island in over 14 years. Click here to view the RFP. Responses are due on Thursday, June 20, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. About NESEDC. New York City Economic Development Corporation is a mission-driven, nonprofit organization that works for a vibrant, inclusive, and globally competitive economy for all New Yorkers. We take a comprehensive approach, through four main strategies: strengthen confidence in NYC as a great place to do business, grow innovative sectors with a focus on equity, build neighborhoods as places to live, learn, work, and play, and deliver sustainable infrastructure for communities and the city's future economy. To learn more about what we do, visit us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.